This is a download from RTE Lyric FM. To find out more, go to rte.ie/lyricfm.
Now, here we are, Friday, the 2 days after our trip to the ploughing championships, and delighted to welcome Nevin back. Nevin, welcome, my friend.
Good morning.
And here we are, still at it.
You're wore out.
And you, still eating the food and still enjoying ourselves, but you look, isn't it great? Now, you decided to take us off to that favourite country of yours from a culinary point of view,
yes.
Anyway.
Well, one of my favourite countries, Thailand. Yeah. I love it. I love the food and I love the culture. I love the people. They're so beautiful. And I've been there probably maybe 8 to 10 times. And 2 years ago, myself, my wife Imelda, my mother Vera, and my father-in-law went, and I'll never forget it. We went to this island or area called Krabi, and it's beautiful. It's
Krabi,
it's fantastic.
Unfortunate name.
It's amazing. True. It's beautiful. Absolutely one of the nicest places and nicest beaches. But I'll never forget it. It was a really warm, sunny day. And there was this lady on a long tail boat and she was making this dish, the Pad Thai noodles, which is one of Thailand's signature dishes. And she made it up and she served it in a little plastic bag to me. And it cost about 20p. And she made it in front of me from start to finish. And I watched her, you know, and the innocent thing is you had to go out into the water, maybe to your knees. You know, she was cooking on the boat, really was now. And you went out, you give her the maybe about 10 baht or whatever it was, and that's their currency they use. But I'll never forget it. It will always stand with me. And I got two portions. I got some for my mum, loved it, and we all shared it because it was a generous, you know, it was just a little snack for lunchtime. But it was incredible. I'll never forget her. And this woman must have been, I'd say, to guess, over 70 at least.
Wow,
you know.
That's a lovely story.
And she hadn't a word of English. I mean, not a word of English, you know. And you bow to them, you say, Sadidika, you know, you thank them. And they're very, very sincere people. I love it. I love the
food. That's fantastic. What a great story.
So I thought this would be really interesting and light and for people maybe to try this at home for a lunchtime with the family. It's a lovely, really, really
lovely dish.
How hard
is this to do?
It's not hard. The only thing is you have to get quite a few ingredients.
Okay.
But they're all what I call store or cupboard essentials from your nam pla, which is your fish sauce. We'll talk about
all
that.
Tell me what you need first.
So the first thing we're going to talk about is the dried shrimps. You get this in any Asian market, and this is pretty important for the actual dish. When you dry shrimps, and they're the tiny little prawns, you know, they're like a tiny little shrimp that are completely dehydrated, and you soak them in boiling water to reconstitute them. So you do. There's also peanuts in this and some flat noodles, and Thai Gold, that Irish company we've mentioned so many times, do the most wonderful organic flat noodles. You get them in any good health food shop, Crab Butchers, Delicatessen, they will have them, absolutely, because I have some of them at home. We have limes in that. We also have, and they use a sugar now, it's called palm sugar, but any brown sugar, a light brown sugar will do. So it's sweet, sour. This is what I love about their food. If you look at the recipe, it's rice vinegar, but white wine vinegar will do. Don't worry about that. And also when you use rice vinegar, you can use that in sweet and sour. I don't want you just going out and buying it for this recipe. I want people to be able to enjoy this and use these ingredients in other dishes.
Yeah.
That's the whole secret. We have dark soya sauce. We also have 3 tablespoons of fish sauce. And this is what I'm going to talk about, the nam pla, they call this.
Nam pla.
So small little bottles. And this is what they use in Thai cooking to season food. They don't use salt. This is fermented fish. And it's not fishy. It's amazing. It's slightly salty. It is salty, but it gives the most wonderful flavour. It's not nice to smell. I've got to be honest with you. Mm. It smells really like socks or whatever.
Rotten.
Sorry, I shouldn't say. Yeah. But,
okay.
But don't let that put you off, please. This will really enhance the flavour of the dish. Also in curries and Thai, and a lot of Thai food has this. It's one of the crucial ingredients when you're cooking. We also have bird's eye chilies. So in Thailand, I remember eating a curry once and the sweat was rolling off my head. The four of us were eating there and I couldn't talk. I was nearly about to explode. So they love their hot food. I'm not used to, I like spicy food.
You do.
You know, but if it's too hot, I mean, you just go numb. You can't
talk. Yes, of course you do.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what I say to your listeners, is everything in moderation.
Oh, what's this red bird's eye chili?
Smaller, very good. The smaller the chili, these are a special chili you'll get in every Asian supermarket, and there's so many of them in Ireland now.
Yes, I know.
You know, the first one I used to go to in Jury Street in Dublin. Now there's one in Cavan, in Sligo. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Every nearly town has got them. So they're a small little chili, about the size of your small finger, even a little bit smaller, and they're really hot.
Oh.
They really, really are hot. So just be careful. Use half of one and then you can always add more in. People, you know, when you start cooking anything with spices in it, you become not immune, but you can always add more. So just be careful. Add it gradually, because if you add too much, and you're going to ruin the dish.
Yes,
you know, you're going to be, you know, and you're going to be disappointed. You're going to be giving out about me.
I never.
So
never,
I hope not. But we're using some chicken breasts in this, thinly sliced, okay? And we have eggs in this. So there's a lot of ingredients in this. This is probably one of the recipes that we've made over the last last few weeks that has more ingredients than anything else. You also have shallots and garlic in that. So they're all sliced and they're peeled and they're all ready to go. Bean sprouts, this is really important for texture, and they serve these raw at the minute, and them spring onions. And I mean, the way this woman made it, I'll never forget it. She would have cooked off her onion and garlic first. That's what you start off with. And her chicken. Her chicken could have been cooked or you can use it raw. It doesn't matter.
Has she had all this stuff out there?
Absolutely. All in front. Little piles of it. And I mean, like, I've given you the recipe, but I'm going to talk you through the quick process of doing this. So in a wok, okay, you have a little bit of peanut oil, or you can use some rapeseed oil. Absolutely fine. You add in your garlic, and you also add in your onions or shallots. Shallots I have in the recipe. Or red onions, lovely too. Don't worry about that. Beautiful. So you cook them off. You add in your chicken. And then you add in your shrimps. Your shrimps, which are already soaked in boiling water. And Marty, that's important. Don't forget to drain them, because you're going to soften them up. You want to, there's going to be a little bit of texture in them, which is lovely. And they'll be lovely and sweet. So these are the dehydrated shrimps. Then all you got to do then is cook that out with all your other ingredients. And that's the sugar, the vinegar, the soya and the fish sauce. So the fish sauce will add as your salt. Just remember that. You don't need salt in this. Now, what she did next is she cracked in the two eggs and she cooked actually the eggs actually in the dish. So it's like amazing. Everything went into the wok. I couldn't get over it.
That's amazing.
You know, and then what she did now, she cooked the whole thing. And this will take from start to finish about 20 minutes probably. You know, it does cook very, very fast. Mm-hmm. That's the beauty about it. Just once you make sure your chicken is cooked through. And then the last thing, Marty, you have to do is add in your noodles, the rice noodles, which is in the recipe. I've just poured boiling water over them. They'll cook, you know. And all you do is warm them through. You're finishing it off with the beans sprouts, and they go in at the last minute. So you have texture from the bean sprouts, you have spices from all the lovely chili and all that, you know, and sweet and sour. And then the last thing you do is just some roughly chopped fresh coriander and some spring onions, and then some toasted peanuts. So that's what I love about this. It seems like an awful lot of mix mash of flavours, but it works exceptionally well. It's light, it's flavoursome, and it's nourishing and satisfying.
And as you say, it's a lot of ingredients, but for once you have all those in front of you, away you go.
Absolutely. Absolutely, you know.
What's the difference? Do you know the difference between Thai noodles and Singapore noodles?
Singapore is very, actually, that's a really good question. Singapore would be a little bit more, wouldn't be probably as spicy as the Thai noodles. They both have the shrimps in them, which is a very good point.
Okay.
Yeah, really good. And probably in the Thai, they have a little bit more chilli and also the fish sauce in it. You know, I haven't made the Singapore noodles very, very many times, to be honest with you.
Haven't.
But this one is one of my favourites. Yeah, I love it. And it always reminds me of a great time with my mum.
I love the story, the image. Chicken pad Thai noodles. And probably as part of your series, you should really go and film with the lady.
Wouldn't we?
Get you back out to Thailand again.
Love that. So
just thought I'd help you out.
Thank
always,
you.
Always
you
in your corner.
Thank you.
Good man, Evan. Listen, no worries. Chicken pad Thai noodles. And it's RT Lyric FM, Marty in the Morning. And there sits that recipe. But you'll certainly need the pen and paper, because there's a lot of ingredients between the shrimps and the
but don't be put off
the chicken and everything. No.
Yeah.
Well done. And thank
enjoyed.
You. We'll
God bless you.
Week.
Thank you.
Bless
lovely
you,
to see you again.
Thank you.
Thanks for downloading from RTE Lyric FM. To find out more, go to rte.ie/lyricfm.